survive.
I'm so glad.
As it relates to across America. Vibes, and now get on.
It's dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down. Why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you ain't stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why?
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system.
Push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why say the hottest but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, the real Vicky Ann.
What's going on, bro? It's your boy, Goon.
I hope everyone is staying 6 feet away and are being safe with COVID out there. If you're not being safe for yourself, please be safe for others.
Okay, back up.
Okay, now let's get started. Okay, so there has been a lot of things going on that's coming to light with the government. Now, if you keep your eyes open, you will start to see it as well. It's not just me, you'll start to see it yourself. Now, I'm not the one to worry about stuff like this, but I am getting older and I'm starting to become more curious about the things that are happening inside the government that we are all unaware of. So I think we should, you know, do more research and keep our eyes open and like really pay attention to everything that's getting put out there in the media.
Yeah, because they lying to us. People, y'all got to do y'all own research. They lying about a lot of things. First and foremost, this little experimental vaccine. Everything on the news keep changing. They don't know what the hell going on. They just telling us whatever the fuck they think going to shut us up and keep us calm. Because they know most of us ain't doing no research whatsoever to look none of this shit up. People, America has been doing business with China since 1972. They the reason why this corona shit is out here now. Like, some secret deal they done behind the scenes, and we gonna fit the bill for it. We done had people we know, love, and everything die, and they still keeping us at a need to know basis.
Let's talk about when COVID first started, everything with the vaccines from when it first came out. This is safe, this is safe, this isn't safe, this isn't safe. You don't need to get this, you don't need to get that now, down to we need booster shots. Our children need the vaccines now.
Exactly.
How?
Exactly. They lied. They didn't know. They still don't know what the hell going on. They giving us what they like to call educated guesses. We guess from the information we got right now that this might not happen. And then it happened and they like, oh, well, recent data shows us that, man, fuck that. Tell me the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You can't tell me talking about need to know basis when this shit affects us all. Damn it, I need to know. But what about you? You need to know too, right? This concerns your health, your loved ones, your friends, everybody. Everything that they know, I want to know.
Right.
They work for us. They got an ego that makes them think that we work for them. When people open their eyes and realize this shit and start speaking up, that's when shit gonna change. They talking about shit don't change overnight. It could. It damn sure could. But
it's possible.
They drag their feet on it because they want to be able to put their own hidden agendas behind what you asking for. Why is that? Like,
as if this hit wasn't big enough with COVID already, then you come out with a different strand.
It's like
every year,
every year they got a new strand.
There's no telling how long this pandemic is gonna last.
Now they talking about you get the vaccine and then you need a booster shot, annual booster shot. Yeah, right now they're not charging nobody for these vaccines and booster shots
right
and all
now.
That. Right now. Because they need people to see if it really works. That's why it's an experimental vaccine that they giving y'all. I ain't taking it. I don't trust the government for shit. They lie about everything.
They say it's a placebo.
Basically.
It's not real. It wasn't approved by the FDA.
Listen, it takes 5 years for them to successfully make a vaccine and have tested and get it approved by the FDA. That shit was approved in 9 months. It's all about money. See, all these drug corporations, they feel like they're not making no money off the pills and the liquid drugs anymore because it's on the street everywhere. So now they putting all their money and stocks into vaccines. How do they make money from a vaccine that nobody needs?
All right.
You put a reason you need that shit. Hence the COVID-19. When the coronavirus has been out since the 70s. Since the 70s. It just came back around a stronger strand. And it's from China. And I just told y'all, the first publicly time that America has dealt with China was in 1972. February 21st, 1972. Everybody thought it was a ping pong match, that they was trying to unite the countries. No, it was hidden agendas behind everything. America, the government, does things behind closed doors that we'll never know about.
I believe that.
We'll never know about. These fucking stimulus packages and bills that they passing now, it's crazy how much money is getting stolen. Right before your eyes. But nobody do research, so you'll never know. And the people that do know, getting paid to shut up.
Yeah, true. Mm. Yeah. Mad about that. But they should be putting more information out of letting people be aware of certain things that are going on. Sadly, we're not aware of everything that's going on right up under our noses, but still and all, it would be good to be alerted before, you know what I'm saying, we get here in a space like this.
Listen, this.
But they were already saying we were overpopulated.
Listen, it's been like this for.
It's been talked about that for a while, saying that we were overpopulated.
Yeah, exactly. And this was a way to get the numbers down, where no one goes to jail, but all the top elite people profit. Safe. Now they telling people you get the vaccine, you spreading the coronavirus faster than the person that didn't get it. You becoming a carrier. So you have this coronavirus inside of you. You're taking it to people that you know unknowingly. And helping kill more people. We about to get shut down again.
Yeah.
New Jersey, I hope y'all ready. We about to get shut down again. New York about to get shut down. And right after New York, New Jersey always gets shut down right next. Like, ain't no way around it. That vaccine has a chip in it called a nanobite. The nanobites is supposed to fix whatever's in your body that's damaged or injured. It's supposed to replace doctors, making people humans 2.0, sort of half human, half robot, or android, or whatever you want to call it. But what happens to your soul when that happens? You no longer have your soul. You just gave your soul up.
They're scheduling appointments for you.
They call my phone every day like, yeah, what time should we schedule your appointment to take the vaccine? Like, hold on, I don't want the vaccine. Why don't you want it? I don't want it. Why don't you want it? I don't trust the government. Not one word comes out their mouth. Oh, okay. And hang up. And then call me the next day. Why? Somebody different from the same place.
But the same thing they're doing in New York, because now they're making it mandatory that you have to definitely show your vaccination papers before you enter into their establishments. Now, they're going to do the same thing, probably with jerseys, so on, so forth.
Yeah, they are. They try
because to, that's a way to try to colleges, get you to get it. Yeah.
In colleges, you have to take it or you can't come back to college. So what happens to your money that you paid already to this college? Do they refund you your money?
Of course not. No.
It's not your fault that this pandemic happened. How are you forcing somebody to take a vaccine, an experimental drug? Like, but then you say most drugs are illegal. Illegal substance. That should be an illegal substance too.
Not if they're administering it to you and they think that whatever they basically want done will get done.
Exactly. Like that.
Basically, that's just the bottom line of it.
See,
there's
I
no
feel
way
like,
around it.
I feel like every senator in the cabinet should be fired. They should put new people in there. And anytime you have to vote on something, a bill, your state should bring vote to see what issue is being brought up in the Senate every 6 months. So things could change. So people could start feeling like they have a voice. And their voice matters. Because right now, their voice is not mattering. Like, they just passing bills talking about infrastructure and new greener bill. About to outlaw meat and cigarettes. And you taking away people's freedom. Like, how?
Oh yeah, I forgot they about to ban cigarettes.
How are you doing this? Like, it's that person's right to be able to smoke a cigarette, to be able to eat a cheeseburger. I think I'm gonna be locked up because I'm a damn sure have me a Italian cheeseburger. Fuck what they heard. Like,
they say you can't have an Italian cheese.
Listen, that's why my name Goon. I fight against everything that's wrong. Listen, it ain't for no street shit, none of that. Yeah, I done did all that before, but no, I fight against everything that's wrong. And that's wrong right there. You cannot take away my motherfucking freedom. I know more than what y'all think I know. Like, the fact that we're all slaves to England. If you have a social security card or a social security number and a birth certificate, you're a slave to England. And it's been this way since 1933 when America sold us to England. I know a lot that they think I'm black. Oh, he's a dummy. He doesn't know anything. Yeah. Sky, he's not smart. Put in a book, he won't learn it. Guess what? Y'all fucked up. Y'all gave me the internet, stupid. You can look up anything in on internet. But most people don't look up information on the internet. They look up their favorite celebrity. What the fuck they doing? They car, they motherfucker house. Motherfuckers trying to be lit. They on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all this other shit. But won't look up information to help they ass.
And that's how the cookie crumbled. That's just how it is.
That's why most of us still broke. Because we refuse to look up shit that we can learn the same. We can know the same shit they know. And beat them at their own game. But without doing research, we'll never learn the shit we need to know to beat them at their own game. Most motherfuckers out there playing checkers. They trying to play chess. Just luckily, I'm a chess player.
At least someone told you, they tell you what you can and can't do.
Now they, in case you haven't heard, they about to give an increase in food stamps. Because the policy hasn't been changed in 40 years. Mm-hmm. They haven't changed the policy for welfare. 60 something years, they haven't changed the policy for SSI, Social Security, disability, none of their government programs. It's still people in the government right now that's been sitting in the same seat for about 40 years that need their ass fired. You got in the office to make a change, and you've been there for how long, and the change has not came?
Right.
You need to be fired.
Right.
They giving themselves raises right now. How the fuck do you give yourself a raise? But you can't give everybody else out here a raise. Y'all arguing about giving us $2,000, so y'all give us $1,200, $600, $1,400. Biden, you a liar. You're a liar, straight liar. You said $2,000 if we voted for that damn senator or governor, whatever the fuck he is,
he gonna say
for Georgia. Motherfuckers voted his ass in, and you know you made the difference. That's not what the fuck you said. You said a $2,000 check would be going out. Difference and $2,000 check is two different things. I listen to everything motherfuckers say. Most of y'all motherfuckers in that government, you're all liars. Kamala, you had a good idea with the recurring payments until this pandemic is over, and 3 months after that of $4,000, you know, good idea, you know, real good idea. Changing some of them policies, because some of them policies that the government has, rules and regulations and guidelines, they're outdated, dumb as hell, and was made by people that don't need it, never been on it, don't know nobody that's on it. How the hell y'all making laws and y'all know nothing about it? That's like you telling me how to make the hookup and you ain't never been to jail. I'm gonna look at you stupid as hell, like, what? You put what in there? Go sit in the corner. That's what the whole Senate need to do. Go sit in the corner somewhere till y'all get y'all shit together and stop taking fucking paid vacations and shit when motherfuckers need shit, need help. Y'all want to take paid vacations.
We can't take a paid vacation for how long we want.
And niggas being kicked out in the streets and y'all got paid vacations.
Yeah.
Somewhere chilling, exactly, comfortable, exactly. And motherfuckers is outside
struggling
on the pavement. Or struggling, about to get kicked out. Y'all on paid vacation.
Yep, that's how it works. Leave us in the dust.
And y'all giving yourself raises? Raises for what? For what?
Because they have a chair.
They're a bunch of fucking morons. Because I'll tell any one of them to their face, you're a moron. Tell me some shit that make me think otherwise. Matter of fact, don't tell me. Show me some shit that make me think otherwise. That show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I think the whole Senate should go on there. The whole Senate. And I guarantee you, majority of them would fail so bad. I'm not saying that I'm smarter than the fifth grader and all that shit. In certain aspects, yeah, I am smarter than the fifth grader. But as far as that book shit, no, they might got me. I ain't been in school in a long ass time. Sheesh, but these motherfuckers, like, they must think I'm just stupid. They passing unemployment. I owe y'all an ass whooping. I'm tired of y'all.
Unemployment.
I'm tired of y'all.
Unemployment about to get these hands.
Every time I turn around, y'all changing the damn time. You got the claim. Y'all got a new stipulation. You got to send them paperwork on a job that's been closed since the pandemic first happened. How the hell are you supposed to get paperwork from these people if they close still?
Right.
Use y'all brain. Think, people.
If
think.
Y'all seen something that happened in this year, y'all just now telling me in 2021.
Yeah, let me. These motherfuckers talking about I worked in January. I was hurt. I didn't work in January. But here it is, August. And y'all motherfuckers just now coming to me trying to penalize me. That tells me right there, y'all motherfuckers is lazy as shit down that motherfucker. Y'all, it took y'all all this many months to see some bullshit and that ain't even true. And just now fucking with a nigga and the pandemic is still going on. Morons run that place. Morons. I've never met motherfuckers. And for the ones who have attitudes, y'all need to quit. Because y'all be talking to the wrong people at the wrong time, the wrong way. And don't realize that's just a job. Don't risk your life over your job talking shit to people. Because mm-hmm. people will find you and hunt you down. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with the wrong people. That's your job. If you don't like your job, quit. Get a new job.
Okay.
That goes with every job. Not just unemployment. That goes with every job. If you have to deal with people, and you have a job dealing with people, and you have a nasty attitude, get another job. It's not worth somebody going to jail and somebody going to hell. It really ain't. Like, no. That is how I feel. No. Don't mind me. We smoking while we talking about this government thing. You know, every aspect of the government, welfare, them motherfuckers, they stupid as hell too. And have you holding on the phone forever.
Oh my gosh, for dear life, for days. Like, it's ridiculous.
Then
going down.
A lot of times they like, I know somebody, they told them they're only eligible for $11 in food stamps a month. $11? They need to be smacked with $11.
Listen, I told you what they told me I was eligible for $16.50.
What the fuck are you supposed to buy with $16.15?
Listen, I asked them, sir, what can I buy with six, like, how can I, you get what I'm saying, secure my household and with $16.50? How can I eat, you know, off of that for a month? He said, well, listen, cold cuts, bread, you have to manage. You have to learn how to manage that 60. How am I supposed to manage $16.50 between my rent, between my public service bill, but not, you know what I'm saying, not including my fare to get back and forth to work?
Yeah, but that's like, they only food wise with the $16.50.
Yeah, but listen, it's much more to that. But and I was like, cannot, yeah, that's not gonna work.
$16.50 cannot help and anybody they told me survive I made too a whole much. Fucking month
they told
off
me
of $16.50.
Too much.
It's, listen, I was downstate before, so I know how to manage. I spent $50 on canteen, and that shit lasted a month.
I made too much because at my other job, at my first job, I was making $14, and then we got that 50-cent raise, and then I was working the second job, and that was $10.50 an hour. Okay, and then this was way before I quit, but we got the $11 raise. But at the time, I was making $10.50, and still in all, they were still saying I made too much, and they were still trying to give me $16.50. When I applied the second time after I lost that second job, they still told me I made too much because I was just working the ESY program, and that right there is $14, but I'm only working 4 hours a day. And they still told me I made too much. How?
I want to know what type of drugs they was on to tell you that $16.50 was going to help your household for the month.
I'm not sure.
Because what the fuck was that supposed to buy? Munchies?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
A whole bunch of munchies?
I do not know, sir. I do not know.
I didn't actually speak to a stupid volume.
I was shocked. I was like, what? That's what I'm telling you. A super, I tried to speak to someone about case.
You probably spoke to a stupid volume. You didn't speak to a supervisor.
Well, I spoke to a supervisor.
You know, they supervise the situation.
Well,
I spoke
to a supervisor, and that's what they told me, okay? That's all I was eligible for. And if not that, nothing, because I made too much. And I didn't understand that because at the time, like I said, only had those two jobs. It wasn't like I normally have my 3 and 4 jobs. So I don't know. If anything, I would expect not to make anything now. But back then, I was making next to nothing, really, to be honest. Including my bills and everything, no. I was making next to nothing. I had nothing. So that was ridiculous. How am I making too much? I'm not seeing any of it. It's ridiculous.
See, most of these government programs, they have them here like, yeah, it's to help the people, you know. We're trying to weave out the people that don't need it and the people that do need it. Well, y'all weaving skills is all the way fucked up. Because I be seeing hella people that don't need this shit that get it. And people that need it don't get it. I would like to somebody to clearly explain that one to me that works at welfare. Explain that one. Me, disability. I got shot in my wrist. Well, I got two metal plates in my wrist that's holding my hand to my wrist. If I take the plates out, my hand will detach from my wrist. I was shot in the neck on the right. Came out near my spine, damn near paralyzed me. I was shot in the face, which I have a half of a jawbone. And when my brain overheats now, I pass out, don't even know it. Let's see, I fell down some stairs, had a fractured fibula on my right knee, and a torn ligament in my knee. And in my right ankle. I have sciatica in my back, arthritis in my wrist. I have stomach ulcers. I have pancreatitis.
Pancreatitis, yeah.
I have asthma. And I'm 41 years old, and they told me I had to be over 50 and damn near vegetable to get disability. What type of morons do they have working down there? Somebody clearly, that's gonna make sense to me, explain that to me. Please leave some comments if you work at one of these places. I give you my number so we can have an intelligent conversation where you can make sense of the stupid guidelines and rules that these government programs be having. Like, and they in the black community, and these are the people that need help, that and y'all turning the fuck away. Like, can somebody explain that one to me?
No, unexplainable.
Like, this government is always fucked up from the head down. Like,
yes, it is.
The governor, he got a phone number. You never speak to him. He's never in the office.
Sometimes they don't even pick up their phone.
There's nobody in the office that picks up the phone.
So it's really no type of help. It's like, do it yourself.
Unemployment, they got a call line, but nobody ever answers the phone. They had you waiting for about an hour. You are next caller number 3, 5 minutes away.
Disconnected.
And when you get the caller number 1, you're 1 minute away. Bloop. Why does the phone hang up? Yeah. And then you got to call back and start the whole process over, which you know motherfuckers going to get frustrated and stop calling.
Right. Eventually, yeah.
You want to know why crime went up in this pandemic? We ain't getting the fucking help we deserve. We need.
Right.
We really, motherfuckers really need.
Write it
but
on
the
down.
Government, they right there. They still able to go on paid vacations and shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
They bills are still being paid.
Yeah, we still sitting back struggling in this jungle.
Everybody else, y'all struggle. But we gonna put our pictures up of us with our family on Twitter and Instagram and social media having a good time. And these are the people that we supposed to vote for.
I ain't voting. I'm not voting anymore.
Why? Why are we voting them in? For what?
I'm not voting anymore. I personally am not voting anymore.
They tell
every
they tell
time
you
I
every
vote,
time
never
your vote
that
can
votes.
Make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
Your vote can make a difference. A difference where?
They're not voting in who I feel like they should vote in. We're not getting the help we need. This happens every time I vote. It's ridiculous.
We don't need no uppity ass motherfucker in office. We need a motherfucker from the hood that really know what the fuck we need. That's gonna go in there like, look, bro, you on some bullshit. We need this. Niggas in the hood need this.
Yep.
And shit get done. Eyes have it. Is it in effect? That's what we need. We don't need no more of them motherfucking, oh, you playing church, happy-go-lucky motherfucker. We trying to, no. We need real motherfuckers in office. Like, it's time for to get all them old motherfuckers out of the office.
Start fresh.
Start all over. The government
start
is
fresh.
Fucked up. Like,
clean slate.
And this pandemic just brought it out even worse. Like, just made you see it even worse. Trump, before he left office, he already said he had $300 billion in an account. All he needed was the word go, and he'd send it out to the people. What happened to that money?
Okay.
But y'all still new bills and stimulus package talk about for the people and the and for the infrastructure and all this. Where the rest of that money go? Yeah. That could have went to the infrastructure and all the rest of that shit. You could have passed a new bill putting money in people's pocket so they can pay their bills. How about canceling rent? Or y'all taking care of rent for everybody until this shit over with?
Right.
People's right. Electricity bill. Water bill.
Something. Just make it a little bit more easier. Just make living a little bit more easier right now. Because bad enough people were struggling before the pandemic. Now you have this pandemic and now they're even more in debt.
They put homeless people in craters out here. So they have somewhere to stay. Which is so crazy. Because I've seen them build a little house type thing when they had one of these events out here for the Prudential Center.
Yeah.
But you can't do that for the homeless people?
No. Nope.
Wow. That's how much we really matter to them.
No, but yes. Yeah. And that's that. Like,
I really feel like every state should hold elections every 6 months to vote on issues that concern their state, and then whichever issue gets the most votes. And that's 6 months. That senator has to bring it to the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 50 states. That way, it'll be 50 new things changing America every year. Every year. 50 new things would be changing America. Y'all talk about make America great again. America was not great to begin with. Don't sit here and lie like that. America was founded on thievery and murder. They stole this land from the indigenous people and gave them smallpox and then covered it up with some turkey and some damn sweet potato pie. Uh-huh. Talking about Thanksgiving.
Right. And they're doing it all over again.
Then after that, let's slavery. So when the fuck was America great? Explain that one to me. Yeah, it was better than a lot of these other countries and all. Yeah, I hear y'all. But when the fuck was it great?
When? Date, time, please.
That's why I said I listen to everything a person says to me. So when you tell me you trying to make America great again, first you gotta make America great to make it great again.
Yes.
Y'all were about sending money to foreign countries to help this place and that place and this place, and yet it's things and people in America that need help. Y'all were about building old ass buildings back up that shit ain't helping human beings, like people. Y'all were about getting money for defenses and war. Who the fuck we at war with?
Right. But we never
we
know.
At war with this COVID.
We never know at this point.
We at war with surviving. We wouldn't be at war if y'all keep y'all ass out of other people's country trying to tell people what the fuck to do. Doing underhanded bullshit. Making deals behind everybody. We don't know the deals y'all making.
Right.
Just keep y'all ass out of that shit. We'll be out of it. You won't need all that money for damn war and airplanes and jet fighter. We don't give two shits about that shit. America don't give two shits about that shit right now. Niggas is hungry. Niggas about to get evicted. Niggas need money.
Mm-hmm. They doing any and everything to get this bag out here.
Every time somebody get killed for money, blame it on your government.
Look, it was
especially right now.
It was a video I seen today of this guy. They was playing dice, and he was out there with him. He played dice. As soon as he rolled the dice, he tried to take the money and run. They killed him right there on the spot.
All over money. A dollar bill that has no actual value.
It was $5, not even that.
But listen, let me give you some information, right? The dollar bill that everybody getting killed over is absolutely worth nothing. It's only a promissory note. I could write you a note on a piece of paper and say, I promise to pay you this. And it has the same value. The only way we can pay back a debt is in gold. It's a federal law. Mm-hmm. Look it up. House Joint Resolution 192. But America, they have a printing, the federal government have a printing press. They can print more money. You talking about, you know how we, the more debt we are in, the more money gets made. That's why the Federal Reserve, they have no problem printing up more money. The government knows that. The Senate, they know that. So they keep printing up these new bills, getting all this money, and most of it getting pocketed. People getting paid off. But not the right people. The people that's going to have to pay that shit back, we're not getting paid off. We're getting pennies or crumbs, and they're getting a Thanksgiving dinner, so to say.
That's crazy.
They have lied to us about everything. From religion, how the banking system works, being free. You're never really free until you become sovereign. People, when I tell you do research, look it up. Look up what it is to be sovereign. No bullshit. Just here to open your eyes. Okay. That vaccine is not cool. It's killing people. It's not killing everybody, but it's killing a lot of people. The people that don't die, you're walking around spreading the coronavirus even faster. They lied to you, telling you before that kids couldn't get it. Now kids is getting it. Kids got to walk around with masks, getting vaccinated. Why? Because the government told you, the news told you to? Think about this. The news gets their information from somebody. Every newscaster has a boss. They can't tell you exactly everything that's going on because they're only getting their information from somebody else. That's giving them what they want them to know. Need to know basis. Remember, that's what the government always tells us. Everything is a need to know basis. Why? This is America. Everything that happens in America, if you're an American, you need to know. They work for you. You don't work for them. But they've pulled the wool over people's eyes for so long that people really feel like they work for the government. You pay taxes. Your people pay taxes. You pay on SSI. You pay on a 4K, a 401K. Pay for all these benefits, and a lot of people done died, and they're not gonna receive those benefits. The jobs done closed down. Where does that money go to? Think about that. Where does that money go to? Back to the government. All those checks, stimulus checks they sent out, that people died, couldn't cash them. What does that money go back to? The government. Mm-hmm. So why do they need to keep passing all these large stimulus packages, so to say, when there's no stimulus checks in it for the people?
Right. Just something to think about, you guys. Just something to think about. There may be some who disagree. There may be some who agree. We never know, but this is just our opinion.
Do you know,
on the subject?
Right now, I've been doing research, and Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, his wife, and MasterCard, they're doing experiments on people in West Africa with the vaccine to try to make people humans 2.0. Think about this. How did they come up with the vaccine in 9 months? Look up how long does it take to successfully create a vaccine and have it tested properly by the FDA before it hits the market. And then think about it. 9 months. Wow. Should I really be taking that?
And it's not FDA approved. Should I really be taking that? They were saying that they shouldn't put it on the market, but instead they chose to put it on the market anyway. When they were already saying that it was unsafe.
People, y'all in a rush to go back out, live y'all life and all that. You can't be in a house with people that you're supposed to love. You don't love them. You really don't. You tolerate them. If you really love them, you'll be in that damn house with their ass. Day in and day out, y'all find something to do. I know it gets boring, but y'all find something to do just so y'all can survive this pandemic. Because think about it. If the people who have it right now was quarantined, and everybody else was, if everybody was quarantined, they saying, you know, 21 days the most. No, if everybody quarantined for 3 months, wherever the virus was at would burn itself out. It wouldn't spread. There'd be no need for a vaccine. They said that the vaccine, well, the virus, it fills your lungs up with fluid. Well, little tip here. When you get sick with the flu and your lungs get fluid in it, what do you take for that? To get your lungs, you know, the fluid out your lungs.
You mean like cold medicine?
Yeah.
Some like Mucinex and stuff like that?
Yeah, Mucinex.
Robitussin.
Robitussin.
All in one.
Orange juice. You know, things of that nature. Like, and you need a vaccine then.
Well, I know that's what, you know, that's what I did when I caught COVID.
And that's,
I caught COVID last year. Last year I caught COVID.
That's another thing. You caught COVID. We sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
I kissed you and everything. I did not get it.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. My test came back positive, and that's crazy because I didn't have any symptoms like the first 2 days, and then I started feeling like really bad. Because the day that I was told I had it, I was like, no, because I don't feel any symptoms. But then, like, probably a day later, I felt it. But it is crazy because, like, we're in the same bed, and, like, there's no symptoms at all from this guy. Like, he didn't catch it. It was weird. I don't know. But that was really a weird moment.
Listen,
I don't understand that. How? He still kissed me. I don't understand that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. Yeah, y'all might think I'm crazy, but hey, this is my wife. I take vows, you know, seriously, you know.
He's crazy.
In sickness or in health.
He's crazy. So
death
guys.
Do us part.
Okay, so
whatever
he's
she got,
crazy.
I'ma have it too.
He's crazy. Just to let you guys know. I believe, think you guys see that already.
Listen, I believe in the Most High. You know, I've done research on even religion. And I found out the government lied about that. Like, I believe in the Most High. I study every aspect of it. People was inflicted with stuff back then. Sicknesses and illnesses, and they ain't had no vaccines back then. How did they survive?
Cuckoo. Still crazy. So, yeah. That's just our opinion, you guys, on just how we feel about the subject, but, I mean, it is what it is.
Just
keep your eyes open, everyone.
I'm going to leave you with this note. Whatever somebody tell you, whatever you hear, do research on it. Never just take somebody's word for it. If I tell you something, trust me, I've done research on it. And I want y'all to do research on it, too. This could save your life. This could save somebody you know life. It could also kill them if you didn't know.
Okay, just...
because you didn't do the research.
Yeah, just do research. Keep your eyes open. And if you have any questions or if you just have an opinion on this subject, You could just email us at vmonet349@gmail.com. vmonet349@gmail.com. Yeah, and just give us your opinion on anything you feel strongly about. And everyone enjoy and be safe. And thank you for listening.
Have a peaceful, blessed, stress-free, safe day, night, life. In the name of the Most High. Have a good one.
Like blacks ain't got feelings. Knowledge of self is through wisdom. So can we talk about the school system? Young girls raped and knocked up. Where Hillary released niggas that Bill locked up. Can we talk about the cost of living? We could talk about guns, but we forced to get them. It's a new race every time you cross the ribbon. Might have skipped a beat, but we never lost the rhythm. You don't understand, so you ain't able to feel it. When my mama's in pain, I ain't able to heal it. Fatigues and field boots, the outerwear. Sponsor what? Vote for who? Fuck outta here.
Can we talk about the lives being taken? Can we talk about the guns going off and the false accusations? I'm afraid of my own generation. Can we talk about it? No. Can we talk about the blood on the pavement? I bet they gon' be afraid to play the song on rotation. But I'ma talk about it.
We can't remain silent.
Talk about it?
We gotta speak up.
Can we talk about
they say it's justice.
Can we
I feel like it's just us. Look, I know y'all tired of talking and going to demonstrations. But if we don't speak up, you help the discrimination. We need a one-on-one before it goes gun-on-gun. People skip the front page till they see they son on one. And now it's too late to talk. The topic has changed. They shooting at black targets like these cops at a range. Can we talk how many died for the birth of a nation? And how this national anthem ain't worth my ovation? And if I am standing up, I'ma stand up for equality. It's brutality. We need more than that apology. Can't we talk about it? Not just artists, but the players too. Y'all on the field, not the mic, but y'all can say it too. We need more Kaepernick and not just with the rapper kicking. We need more than Instagram posts with smart captions. Black actors, stop acting and start action. Kerr got the credit, forgot about Mark Jackson.
Can we talk about the lives being taken? Can we talk about the guns going off and the false accusations? I'm afraid of my own generation. Can we talk about it? No. Can we talk about the blood on the pavement? Gonna be afraid to play the song on rotation, but I'ma talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it?
Can
we talk about it?
Sensitive subject, but can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Step straight to it, not try to walk around it.
Nah.
How we make America great again?
How?
If we open up the doors and let haters in.
Wow. It's nothing, we winners. But that could all change since Trump won, we finished. Much realer than we thought. I'm saying all I really wanna know is can we talk?